Hello, this is Gabriel McBird. I'm on a train to Reading from London Paddington. And on these long distance train journeys, I usually make some kind of comment about the buffet. And I've generally bought it and stuff from the buffet because, yeah, I'm a bit sloppy and, yeah, I'm curious to see what they've got anyway. But they are becoming more and more expensive, and I genuinely think that I'm getting to the point where I've reached, you know, the end of my tether, frankly. I've reached a point where I'm not prepared to put up with the cost. So for the first time ever today, I politely but firmly said I'm no way paying the prices that are asked for, especially as I'll soon be at Reading. There was a beef and horseradish sandwich for £4.80. Now that is dearer than I paid. There's a new rather posh, trendy coffee shop opened on Whitechapel High Street called Mouse Tales. Now, I wouldn't be calling a coffee shop that if I ran one. Might as well call it Rat Shit. But anyway, they've decided to call it Mouse Tales, so, you know, that's their decision. And a sandwich with salami and cured fennel, and they insist on calling them heritage tomatoes, and another hate, meaningless culinary term, but nevertheless, with all those, and a bit of salad on the side, you get to sit inside and eat it, and it's £4.50. This is a pre-packed beef and horseradish sandwich, obviously no salad or garnish of any kind, it's just a pre-packed sandwich, and they want £4.80 for it. The juice described itself as a Sicilian lemonade, and the total was £7.20, so that's, what, £2.40, according to my dodgy maths, for a soft drink. It's just too much money. It's far more than you pay for similar kind of products, even on Virgin trains. And they were having a problem with the coffee machine, old coffee machines not working. I just think there is likely to come a point when people are going to say, no, I'm not going to keep paying that. And the more they put the prices up, so that it's dearer than even stations, even train station prices, the more people are just going to say no. There's places like Marks and Spencer's on the train station itself, where you get a bigger range, a better range, better quality. And, I appreciate that food on the train is going to be a little bit dearer because it takes people to run the buffet, and they have to travel. And they end up in some place far from home and they've got to be ferried back again. So I do accept that, but I also think that somewhere there has to be a tipping point where people start saying no. It would be a shame to see the buffets on trains totally disappear. But at least on the Virgin trains, seem to have a similar number of staff. All right, they've designed and put them in shops so it can be stored round the walls as a bigger and better choice. All right, as a blind person, it is difficult because you need help choosing stuff. It's self-service, but the reality is that the person working on the buffet will normally help you. I just think if they can do it on Virgin trains, they should be able to do it on First Great Western as well. Anyway, enough rambling for now, really. Bye.